I fucked up again. If you've heard my other audios, this just means that at this point, you're essentially just learning that my life is just a series of comedic errors. This one isn't as bad as getting stuck in the dress, at least. I like to go for runs, either after work or early on weekend mornings. And actually, that's a bold lie. I hate running. I do these runs, but I shouldn't pretend that I enjoy them. I'm just a glutton for punishment, especially the after work ones when it's just way too hot out. I almost always go to the same trail. It's essentially just a never-ending trail amongst a bunch of open farmer fields. It's isolated, it's quiet. I can run as long or as far as I want before turning around and making my way back. Anyways, back to the story. I don't ever check the weather. I should. Realistically, I know I should. I just never do. So when I go for my run and I see dark clouds, my toxic trait is that I think it's no big deal. I will finish my run way before it rains. And actually, I've done pretty good. I've so far always managed to beat the weather. Well, I say so far, but the exception would be today. I was about 30 minutes out when I got caught in an absolute downpour. I'm soaked. And don't turn that into a dirty line. That's way too easy of a setup. So now I'm just absolutely freezing because somehow summer rain is the coldest thing possible. I've crawled into my bed as soon as I got home, but I think I'm just gonna have to have a hot shower in a desperate attempt to be warm again. I'm just covered in goosebumps right now. This is where the whole lemons and lemonade thing comes in, which is quickly becoming one of my favorite sayings, if you can tell. Taking your crappy luck and turning it into a good time. So why not warm up together in the shower? I've said it before, but the thing I like about showers is the slow burn. And I'm not just talking about the water temperature. It starts innocent enough. Fingers on hips as we swap places under the stream of water. Quick stolen kisses that end up in laughter because it's actually a little hard to breathe when your mouth is busy and water is running down your face. And I'm a sucker for when that desperate feeling builds and suddenly fingers dig into the skin a little deeper. Catching your bottom lip between my teeth gently. The space between bodies closing, where you can feel my piercings against your chest, and I can feel you against me. But I want more than just feeling you against me. I know the whole point of this is to warm up, and trust me, like I said, I fucking love hot showers. But sometimes I'm willing to get a little cold again. It's worth the chill to be pushed up against the shower wall, and even though I'll admit that I hate the feeling of cold tile on my back, so no pressure, but we better make this worth it. I can't help but melt at lips and teeth against my neck. I know it's so cliche, but fuck. It gets me going every time for reasons beyond me, so maybe it's a good thing to have me against the wall in case my knees get weak. And then, when you're done, you should probably help a girl out and keep her steady. Keep your fingers wrapped around my neck and keep me in place. Head against the wall. My back likely won't be against the wall for long. I know as soon as your other hand slips between my legs, it's going to automatically arch so I can grind into you. I'll make sure to repay the favor. With my fingers wrapping around you, slowly stroking, running my thumb over the tip. I know you'd feel good elsewhere, but that doesn't mean that you don't feel good in my hand. And this is where we circle back to the whole desperate feeling again, where we both just start feeling frustrated because we want more. Coming on your fingers sounds nice, but we both know that something else will feel much better. easy enough for me to be spun around, one arm wrapped around my waist while my ass is now up against your hips. Honestly, one of my favorite parts of shower sex is that you can still always tell how needy the other person is for you. It doesn't matter how long or how hot the shower is. And then you confirm exactly what I already knew. Your cock will always feel better than your fingers. And you feel so fucking good when you slide inside of me. I know I've already talked about it, but not a whole lot feels better than when your hips are against my ass, as deep as possible. I hate being cold, but with you up against me, against my back, oh, that'll warm a girl up real quick. I'll place my hands on the tiled wall in front of me to keep my balance, so there's no need to be gentle. We won't slip. Oh, fuck. God, I hate being cold, but oh, fuck, you make me feel good. And here's the part where both familiar with me begging for you to go harder, faster. Fuck. Me begging you to come with me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Please. Please come with me. But no, I actually do need to get into the shower because I am still really cold.